Today's was Shuruk Mahotseva. It's the observance of the sannyas of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's elder brother, who himself is a form of Lord Nityananda. And on this day also in 1959, which means almost 50 years ago, 49 years ago, Srila Prabhupada also accepted sannyas, or the renounced order of life. Generally, in the Varnashram system, the taking of sannyas, particularly by non-Vaishnavas, is forbidden. Therefore, Shastra says, what does Shastra say? Ashvamedha gavalambam sanyasya palapatrakam devarena sutotpatim. So these panchavivarjam, these five things are forbidden. But for Shuddha Vaishnavas, for pure Vaishnavas, for the service of the Lord, it's allowed. And therefore, even as early as the time of Sri Vishnu Swami, the Tridandi Sannyas was current in the modern age. And of course, even prior to that, Krishna is citing the example of the Avanti Brahman, who also took to the renounced order of life, Etam Samastaya Paramatmanishtam. And he also embodies the principle of Tridandi Sannyas. So the system was current at that time. Sachimata had two sons, Vishwarup and Nimai. And by the association with Dvaitacharya, Vishwarup accepted the renounced order of life. And I can't remember from whom at this moment. I don't believe it was directly from Dvaitacharya, since he was a grihastha. And sannyas you must accept from one who's in the renounced order of life. Perhaps it was Ishwarapuri. Maybe someone can correct me and send in the info on the podcast. And he left, and that left only Nimai. And of course, Mother Sachi and Jagannath Mishra were heartbroken, but Nimai ensured them that he wasn't going to leave, which wasn't true, because he was. So it was a sign that this type of renunciation is within the blood in the family, so to speak. And therefore, we know that later on, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also accepted the renounced order of life. And he also left. Sannyas means giving up everything for preaching, giving up one's immediate family to see the greater society of the world. One gives up one's own mother in order to see all other women as one's mother, one's own father, to see other men as the extensions of the greater family, the universal family. Vidyavinya samprane brahmanigava hastini sunichaiva supakecha pandita samadarshana. One has this equal vision, and this equal vision is favorable for devotional service. Brahmabhuta prasanatma samasarveshu bhuteshu. One sees sarveshu bhuteshu. Yes, doesn't matter. Immediate family member, stranger, sama. They're all equal. Madbhaktim labhate param. Yes, then one becomes qualified for parabhakti, for the superior grade of pure devotional service. That vision should be there. And whether the other day we were celebrating the appearance of Thakur Bhakti Vinod, whether one is a grihastha or whether one is a sannyasti, grihivavanititake hagoranga bolitake, then must embrace the essence of sannyas. And what is that essence of sannyas? Krishna explains it in the Gita. Anashita karma palam karyam karam karoti asa sannyasi cha yogi cha cha niragni na chakriya. Sannyas means you preach. It means Krishna consciousness to others. It means you sacrifice for the service of Krishna. The gopis were sannyasis. within, and yet externally they were simply cowherd girls. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is considered the seventh Goswami, and yet he was in the Grihastha Ashram. So, on the other hand, someone may be in the renounced order of life, living in a temple, collecting a few disciples, some money to maintain, worshipping the deity, but the fire of sannyas is gone. There's no preaching, there's no challenge, there's no sacrifice for Krishna, there's no spreading of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. So therefore, in essence, actually, even though one may be strictly celibate, he's a grihastha. His temple has become his griha, his disciples has become his family, his business has become begging. It's not sannyas. So sannyasi cha yogi cha cha niragni na chakriya. So light that fire of preaching within the heart, and by doing so, give Krishna consciousness to others. Then someone is truly a sannyasi. As Thakur Bhaktivinoda also told his family members, either you all help me in spreading Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, or get out. It's the spirit of sannyas. The external designation or the external dress is not that important. As Srila Prabhupada wanted his devotees to be sannyasis, Prabhupada mentions often how he repeatedly had this dream where Bhaktisanta Saraswati Thakur called upon him and was calling him. He was calling him in his naturally effulgent sannyasa robes and tridanda, calling on Srila Prabhupada. It meant you also take sannyas. It means you leave your family and you come with me and preach. Interestingly, just today in a correspondence with Badrinarayan Prabhu, he'd told me that he was there when Srila Prabhupada had personally narrated this story, and he said that Bhaktisanta Saraswati Thakur was walking across the ocean and would turn around to Srila Prabhupada and beckon, take a few steps, turn around and beckon. In other words, he was actually asking Srila Prabhupada to cross the ocean, that he didn't want him to simply take the renounced order of life and live in India, in Vrindavan. He wanted him to cross the ocean and to preach. At that time, crossing the ocean generally meant to go to London. To preach in English language means English meant England. But after the Second World War, once America gave up its neutral stand, joined the war, its world dominance or its player as the most dominant player on the world stage became very apparent. So Srila Prabhupada said, others thought of going to London, but I thought I should go to New York. I was dreaming, when will I go to New York? So for Srila Prabhupada, therefore, on this day when he took sannyas, it meant fulfilling this order of Bhaktisanta Saraswati Thakur. His godbrother Keshav Maharaj told him Bhaktivedanta Prabhu, because that's how Srila Prabhupada was known at that time. Without taking sannyas, no one can become a preacher. So, dressed in his sannyas robes, armed with his danda, his books, and Srila Prabhupada's indomitable spirit of preaching and renunciation, Srila Prabhupada set forth. And we know Srila Prabhupada left and went out to preach, to cross the ocean, although he didn't know what kind of reception he would get. He had no support. He only had the name of a vague acquaintance. Still, Prabhupada went to do and perform that. And this was actually the perfection of that sannyas. And on this day, 59 years ago, 49 years ago, Srila Prabhupada was there at the Keshavji Gaudiya Math, and not that many people were there. He had another elder godbrother who was known as Muni Maharaj. Srila Prabhupada became known as Swami Maharaj. Swami is actually Srila Prabhupada's sannyas name. And Srila Prabhupada also showed by his example that we all have to embody the spirit of renunciation. Grihe bhavanititake, your grihastha, your sannyasi, it doesn't matter. But wherever you are, you have to be willing to allow this fire of sannyas to burn within your heart. The fire of sannyas that burns in a gopi's heart, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's heart, in Vishwarupa's heart, in Srila Prabhupada's heart, of doing anything for serving Krishna. And when we do that, then we certainly become very much favored by Srila Prabhupada and by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it isn't that this Vishwarupa Mahotsav is some historical event that took place over 500 years ago in Navadvip, that took place in Vrindavan almost 50 years ago for Srila Prabhupada. Vishwarupa Mahotsav is meant to remind us that we also to renounce. If you want to renounce formally, then that may also be the case, but only renounce formally if that renunciation is present within your heart. And even if you don't formally renounce, even if you're in the body of a woman, even if you're a child, if you're very old, even if you stay with your family, if you're a businessman, whatever, but sacrifice for Krishna's service, don't maintain attached to this world, give whatever intelligence, wealth, energy, words that you have for the service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. And by doing that, then you also become Guru Mukhamat Padmavakya Chitete Kariya Aikya. You become with the heart of Srila Prabhupada, who on this day accepted that renounced order of life and formally declared that which is present within his heart. Who are devotees who are connected and one with Srila Prabhupada? Those who like Srila Prabhupada are doing what Prabhupada asked. So when the devotees wrote Srila Prabhupada how they could repay the gift of initiation, Prabhupada said it's not possible to repay the spiritual master. But if you want to try, then preach vigorously like me. Srila Prabhupada said, let that fire of sannyas burn, ignite that fire of sannyas within your heart and don't let it ever extinguish. Then you're a real yogi, you're a real devotee, you're a real sannyasi, then you're a real Prabhupada Nuga. Anashita karma palam karyam karam kuruti asa sannyasi cha yogi cha suniragni na chakriya. Hare Krishna.